passage of California's Fair, Accurate, Inclusive, and Respectful Education Act, the FAIR Act for short, was a big step politically, says Don Romsberg, chair of the Women and Gender Study Department at Sonoma State University. But implementing it is another challenge.
When the law passed in 2011, there was a mandate for implementation to begin in January of 2012. But there was no funding from the California Department of Education and very little direction. So people have been doing it in a kind of patchwork way up until now. What we realized was that for that to change, we needed to change the California Department of Education's framework for history.
Romsberg and a panel of 20 LGBT scholars from across the country first combed through the massive framework document to identify points at which new materials might be added. Then, the Committee on LGBT History compiled their suggested revisions into a detailed report, which they submitted to the State Board of Education. It envisions changes at five different grade levels.
Second grade represents talking about families and relationships to communities, and we wanted all kinds of family diversity, including LGBT families, to be brought in there. In fourth grade, they learn about California history, and there's all sorts of places where LGBT life is a part of California history. Fifth grade is early America. Eighth grade is 19th century U.S. history. And then 11th grade is modern U.S. history.
A 60-day review and comment period is now underway for the committee's proposed revisions, but Romsberg says the board's initial response was disappointing.
The recommendations that they put forward were only the inclusion of Harvey Milk mentioned once in fourth grade, and the Lavender Scare, Harvey Milk, and gay marriage in 11th grade. Not only was that misrepresentative of how LGBT Americans have appeared across the entire past of American history, but it didn't comply with the law itself, because the law asks for the roles and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Americans. And I think we can all agree that Harvey Milk is only one of those four things.
Another round of proposed revisions and their review will follow in December. The process is equally important for people with disabilities, says Christina Mills, Deputy Director for the California Foundation for Independent Living Centers.
For both the disability and the LGBT community, we're often ignored in the school system or not seen as an equal counterpart. So being able to talk about disability rights and LGBT history and the pioneers and the leaders of our communities in a way that we talk about Black history and women's voting rights is really timely and very proactive in making sure that we are teaching the next generation of youth equality.
If California gets it right, as both Mills and Romsberg hope it will, the FAIR Act could become a model for other states in teaching their own inclusive histories.
If the California Department of Education takes only half of what we are recommending in our report, then the state will have a 21st century framework for 21st century students. I'm really hoping that what we've done here becomes a template for how other states can change their policy, but also how other educators across the country who are hungering to include LGBT material will see how to do that in a way that is seamless and age-appropriate and based solidly in scholarship.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.